the Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
I'm just looking at a quote in this story that I'm about to bring to you guys. It says here, divorce is not an accomplishment. It is a personal failure.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, divorce isn't trendy or cool. This is so whack, which brings me to the divorce ring. Can I just say, divorce isn't a failure. I think if you think of it like that.
Divorce is a very natural thing.
Well, what are the stats
well,
on it?
Is, we were talking 50, about it. We're up to 55%.
You know, yeah, divorce more is than also one in two.
Very brave. Because it can be hard and you know there's going to be drama as you go through it. So to make a decision that this isn't the right way for the rest of my life, I can live happily without it, then it's a very brave thing
well,
to do.
Well, you don't always live happily without it. It can be very tricky.
Well, you've got to move
and
on.
And it also sounds like somebody's saying that because obviously there's a big event for you around the corner. But
love
that's
you.
Okay.
Oh,
you,
God.
If you want to glorify it, that's okay.
I love you, darling.
I was watching a video on Instagram or TikTok or something the other day and it was that. It was like there are so many people in relationships who don't have the opportunity or...
To divorce?
To divorce. So go you.
Go you.
You're so brave.
There's a lot of people that stay together too, Kate Ritchie, because it's too expensive to divorce.
Yeah, and they are miserable, and that makes me very sad, knowing that people are living in miserable households. Anyway, let's not get bogged down in the actual divorce.
Okay,
bit.
What do you got?
There's this thing going on. Years ago, we would talk about push presents, and you know, when you had a baby, you got a ring. Well, now the thing is that when you hand all your jewellery back after a marriage,
yeah.
Maybe you don't,
yeah.
But you're not wearing that jewellery anymore, that what you should do is congratulate yourself or at least mark the occasion of a new chapter of your life with something called a divorce ring.
What does that look like?
Well, it looks like... This, I thought I'd get your attention with a photograph of Emily, what's her name? I could never pronounce her surname. That lovely model.
I have noticed her a couple of times.
/ star.
Okay.
She was married briefly. Not a failure, Emily. Not a failure at all. She was married briefly, had a son, and the rings that her husband gave her, she's now remodeled into what she's calling...
divorce ring.
Yeah.
Huge diamonds.
Well, you wouldn't want to get
what?
Rid of those. They
are massive.
He's talking about her diamonds.
I'm talking about her diamonds.
Yeah.
They are massive diamonds. I haven't seen diamonds like that.
Are they shining bright?
Oh, my God. What a figure. What cut is that?
There's a pear shape.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of the pear shape, I have to say. If you have done this, or maybe it's not even a... maybe it's not a ring, but it's a gift that you've given yourself to mark an occasion. I tend to do that. I don't buy myself jewellery necessarily, but I'll buy, like, when I've done something great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gotcha.
Come buy a new Rolex or something.
Or I bought when I won a gold Logie, I bought myself a piece of furniture.
What
and
did
it's
you buy?
A piece of furniture. I bought a side. Like a
gold
buffet.
Couch, did you?
Yeah.
With the Arndo painting.
I bought a big gold couch and a big gold like onesie.
Wow.
So sometimes I can pop it on and watch the reruns of old Logies. I think it was the 50th annual Logie event. But see, I kind of like this because I feel bare at the moment because I don't wear any rings anymore. Mm. I don't have my...
Have you got any heirlooms? Did Granny have a ring or something?
No,
or
I don't
Mum wanted to pass?
I don't really come from a family like that. There is some jewellery floating around that is my mum's.
Yeah, still that.
But, well, there are three daughters, so going to have to be divvied up. But I think
well, you're from Campbelltown, so there is I think there's a long line of ankle bracelets, isn't there, that have been passed down?
Well, they're different. They come with a sort of a battery and a beeping system and
I beg your pardon?
A GPS tracker.
No, mate. Have you ever been to Campbelltown?
Do you know what? When I drove to the Southern Highlands on the weekend...
That is not Campbelltown.
No, it's not, but it's 50 k's out of Campbelltown. I was just reminded how far Campbelltown was from the city.
It's 60 k's.
Yeah, and do you know what I thought? I thought of your mum. Because your mum drove from Campbelltown
to Palm Beach
just so you could run around chasing Pippa.
Yeah, at 4 a.m. in the morning.
That is an extraordinary effort.
I know, and I'm the eldest
Massive
of four
effort.
Children. So when I started Home and Away, the youngest child, Susan, was 1 year old.
Your mother is an angel.
She's an angel.
Have you bought her bling? Is she decked out in any bracelets or necklaces?
She's not a big ring wearer. In fact, I don't think she wears any rings at the moment, but she does have a beautiful her engagement ring was that. It's very cool, kind of 70s
right,
style. But I think someone else is getting that in the family.
Can I ask
hopefully.
What about, is that a divorce necklace you're wearing? What's that?
No, this was a gift to myself for something.
A lot of self-gifting going on.
But do you know what? No one buys me jewellery anymore. But do you know what? Girlfriend, buy yourself a piece of jewellery because then nobody can ever take it away from you.
Well, if you pose like Emily Ratajkowski, I reckon you get it.
She's fallen over in bed again.
Fitz in Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.